at alcavision.com.
Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Each and every show, we go inside the Beltway with the true insiders from Talk Radio News. Victoria Jones joins us now. Victoria, how are you? Cherry blossoms yet? Are we going to see them soon?
You know, I was walking from the White House to the Metro this afternoon, and there was pink on the trees.
Sweet. That means they're blooming. They're going to be end of March. They're there.
Well, they will be in perfect bloom when I see you.
Ah, I'm excited, and that's a good promo. We're, of course, going to be broadcasting the Supreme Court oral arguments, at least talking about it here on America Tonight. Historic 3 days of oral arguments.
3 days of oral arguments. Yeah, wow. Huge.
Wow, talking about health care and the individual health mandate is the big thing. We'll save that for another day, though. Big thing today is the same thing that everybody calls this show and conventions about, and they want to know why. Gas prices, and every time you go to the White House, this question somehow gets in the mix. So what's the administration saying now? Jay Carney was saying what? What are they going to do?
Yeah, well, it was interesting today. We were at the briefing, and out pops Interior Secretary Ken Salazar in the briefing room with Jay Carney. So you know that it's a full court press, that they really are trying to face this issue. And the president gave White House interviews sort of touting his energy policies to TV stations in several regions, including Florida, Ohio, and Pennsylvania, all battleground states. And basically, they're talking about how all options are on the table, and they've got an all-of-the-above strategy and blah, blah, blah. But I listened very carefully to what they said, and I have to say that, you know, Obama said the right things in his interviews, but Salazar just didn't say the right things. Carney isn't saying the right things. They're not saying the things to me as somebody just listening that sound responsive enough to voters. You know, they're saying things that are true, which is that there isn't an immediate fix. They're saying we're doing what is right for the long term. We're doing this. But none of it sounds like a CEO responding to a crisis.
Yeah, and that's what people
like
want.
That.
Yeah, and
right.
That's what people are looking for. That's what you're saying. That's what people want to hear that out of Washington, and they're just not getting the response they want.
He's paying for that.
Yeah, I was going to say, yeah, of course he is, because that's not coming out clearly. People want to know what's going to happen next. So I guarantee, and you and I both know this is going to be something that's going to, as long as the prices keep going up, the questions are going to keep coming to the White House and what's going to happen. Speaking of questions, Afghanistan, the horrible thing that happened, of course, over the weekend with the soldier who's accused of, you know, going in and killing women and children in those two villages in Afghanistan, terrible, terrible thing, Victoria. I know you think the same. But the reverberations of it, that's what everybody wants to know, what's happening from the White House point of view.
Well, at the moment, one of the things that's happening is we're learning a bit more about this Army Staff Sergeant who allegedly went on this massacre.
Yeah.
You didn't get an awful lot out of Jay Carney because you kept being referred to DOD. And, you know, because the guy may or may not have lawyered up, it's not clear, but he's apparently not talking, but he is being questioned. Turns out he has a traumatic brain injury, apparently, at one point, had problems at home after his last deployment in Iraq. He's had 3 deployments in Iraq over 10 years before this deployment to Afghanistan in December. Staff sergeant, age 38 years old, married with 2 children. And what you really got out of the administration today was that they're not changing their strategy in Afghanistan. That was the main thing. But now, and Obama spoke about this also in his interviews, he basically said, you know, now is not the time to be warned against a rush for the exit. What we don't want to do is do it in a way that is just a rush for the exit, he said. It's important for us to make sure that we get out in a responsible way so that we don't end up having to go back in.
All right, so there you have it. That's the finality of it from 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. Anything else shaken in Washington today?
Yeah, the other thing I would say that is quite important coming out of the Justice Department is the Justice Department today blocked a new law in Texas requiring voters to show a photo ID, saying that it disproportionately harms Hispanic residents.
Yeah, and that's been controversial, yes.
Yeah, and this is the second time in 3 months that the Obama administration has blocked a state voter ID law, because in December, the Justice Department struck down South Carolina's new law, saying it discriminated against minority voters. In that case, it was African-American voters they said it adversely affected. In this case, it's Hispanic voters. And the head of the Justice Department Civil Rights Division today said in a letter, even using the data most favorable to the state, Hispanics disproportionately lack either a driver's license or a personal identification card. Now, Governor Rick Perry of Texas, not taking this lying down, released a statement and also said, to loud applause, I'm saying the state of Texas is under assault by the federal government. I'm saying also that South Carolina is at war with this federal government and with this administration. He said that earlier this year, but today in his statement, he said the DOJ has no valid reason for rejecting this important law, which requires nothing more extensive than the type of photo ID necessary to receive a library card or board an airplane.
Yeah, well, we definitely haven't heard the last of that either. As you know, there's some other states trying to do the same thing. So this is the justice blocking this ID is just one move on the chessboard. I think there's going to be some others too that are going to happen. Victoria Jones, Talk Radio News. Thanks so much as always for joining us on the show.
Thank you very much.
A big part of what we're going to talk about this hour is why was a soldier, the staff sergeant, allowed off the base in the first place? He goes rogue. And is it a question of PTSDs? It certainly seems that way. It has that feel. Turns out, as Victoria mentioned, the traumatic brain injury that he got in 2010. He was part of a rollover in an SUV that led to that. And how much downtime did he have in between? We're seeing more and more what happens when somebody suffers a PTSD, how the person feels like they're reliving the trauma. There's certain things, flashbacks, that trigger an aggressive type of act. Could it be more aggressive, killing 16 people and the horrible way that all went down? So here's the thing, no matter what, PTSD, anything you want to pin on it, I could ask probably out of 100 Marines, I bet you 95 would say you cannot tolerate that. They probably feel for this guy, but what about the women and the children that were murdered in Afghanistan? And the reaction to that has been, I think, will be even more violent. Certainly the rhetoric has ratcheted up. But I fear for the soldiers that now have even bigger targets, if that's possible, painted on their backs. The question also has arisen as to whether or not this soldier who's being held in question and all that sort of stuff, whether or not he should get the death penalty. What do you think? Death penalty? Or if he did suffer that traumatic brain injury, which he did, and it led to the PTSD, isn't that the military's fault? Did they let him back in too soon? So can they really execute him in a sense? Oh, lots of questions. 800-259-5791. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment frequent basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hi, Jason Lewis here. Anybody who's been listening to my program knows how shaky the U.S. economy is right now. Will we have a V-shaped recovery, or will it be a W-shaped one where the nation slips back into recession? Of course, if you think that Washington can spend or inflate its way out of a downturn, you've got nothing to worry about. But as you know, I have my doubts. So let me tell you about gold. Now, as my friend Ted Anderson from Midas Resources likes to say, gold, like all commodity markets, fluctuates in price and you could lose money, but it has never been worth zero. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but has since lost 90% of its value. And if things don't change, I'm afraid the trend will continue. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237 for gold and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
How would you like to save over $100 on your gardening seeds this year? You can at GetSeeds.net. GetSeeds offers 100% open pollinated, heirloom, non-hybrid, GMO-free premium vegetable seeds. On sale now for only $59 for 100 packets. Your 100 packets will include a variety of vegetable seeds, common herb seeds, and garden variety fruits. You can even collect your seeds from the plants you grow so you don't have to purchase more seeds year to year. Go to GetSeeds.net for a chance to buy your seeds at 300%+ below online retailers' prices. Save money and get non-hybrid, heirloom, GMO-free premium growing seeds at GetSeeds.net. GetSeeds.net or call us at 877-341-GROW. That's 877-341-4769. GetSeeds.net.
That are propagating this myth, because I think it's a myth, that this was some sort of secret mission in Afghanistan as a way to get us out of there quicker. Just think, have this soldier go rogue and easier to pull the plug. Come on, give me a break. No way, no how. You can sell me anything you want to sell me, but you cannot sell me that story because I'm not buying that. I really honestly think it had to do with the traumatic brain injury. He goes back into action. The PTSD is his living large inside of him. He was having family problems, apparently, and this is what happens as a result. How did he get off the base in the first place? You know, who's in command there that you just walk off the base? That's a question that I would ask. And so now where you have Hamid Karzai, like, let's give this guy more ammunition, the president of Afghanistan. Here he is, and in this case, naturally, he's going to say that he can't believe it. It's unforgivable, and he should in that sense, except for there was that little tone, that little edge, which is why I can't stand Karzai, of the accusatory bigger picture, U.S. is screwing with us. Come on. I mean, give me a break. None of you think that, right? Trust me, America, that's not what's happening here. This wasn't some bizarre setup with this soldier. And that's what he implied in the statement he made. It seemed like he thought there was something, some sort of a secret mission that just went awry. Because why? You know, there's your question, why? And, you know, so is it just words that didn't land right? I don't know. But that part of what he said I thought was weak, and he definitely dangled it out there, Karzai did. The rage he felt, I get it, I understand, he's right, unforgivable, absolutely. At this point, when you look at this at face value, the horrendous thing that happened, and the White House saying, you know, we're not going to change our Afghanistan plan, we're still committed to the strategy that we're going to support what's going on. We have this timetable. They didn't mention the word timetable necessarily, but I would have to think overwhelmingly if I did a mini poll here on America Tonight. I'm just saying, I think most of you are not supporting this war. At least you're certainly thinking that you're tired of it. And these things that keep happening just magnify the problem. And the president says, whoa, 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 whoa. Okay, so this horrible thing happens. It's heartbreaking. It's terrible. But the troops are still there fulfilling their mission. So we can't have, in his words, a rush to the exits. We can't have a rush to the exits. No, because this way our voluntary military, the word that I keep thinking, because visually I'm a visual person, sadly, this is exactly what I think, and it sickens me to think this, because of the cockamamie rules of engagement and the other things that have happened in Afghanistan, I do think of guys in the field, and we've seen the video, right, who are there with giant targets. It's almost like Wile E. Coyote. I can see these giant targets on their heads, on their backs. The Taliban is loving this. And yes, some of the bad guys were taken out Taliban-wise and Al-Qaeda-wise even, but that doesn't mean there isn't a slew of them ready, like snipes, to jump up. And they already are jumping up because they're trying to make the story even worse, churn it. You've got a nation of people who are mostly illiterate. Where are they getting their information? The mosques. Who are they paying attention to? The Taliban. What was the mission? What was so critical that was happening in Afghanistan? It was trying to help the people with some of the basic needs that they had, and let's say some of the more rural areas, and to also reach out as much as possible and take away the Taliban strongholds. Get the people to look at it a different way through the help of translators, doing these things like building wells and other roads and things that were needed in various places. So now this happens. The goodwill was already teeny weeny weeny. Now it's even less so. Unfortunately, because so many have sacrificed so much, and truly I know in my heart, because many of them have called, many of you have called the show to say, I feel good that I did XYZ. A kid came up to me, thanked me for whatever. Especially we heard a lot of those stories in Iraq, but Iraq and Afghanistan are very, very different. And we've seen what has happened in the past with people who have tried to occupy Afghanistan or get into a war, let's say, with Afghanistan. And now, because of this soldier, it couldn't be any worse. We just had a couple of executions, a couple of our soldiers executed who were doing nothing more than pushing paper, having conversations, trying to make things flow in Kandahar. So instead they're executed. And that was because of the burning of those Qurans that were left at Bagram Air Force Base. Now, like a sick, twisted movie, you've got somebody who loses it, goes into a village, methodically executing a whole family, killing women and children, and setting some of those bodies on fire. Are you kidding me? I'm going to disagree, Mr. President. We need to run for the exits. We don't need to stop. We need to get out of there. Can we not see the handwriting on the wall bigger than ever? How many people are going to lose their lives over this? How many of our troops are in an even more violent situation? And it sounds odd to say that, because could it get any worse? Think about it. The IEDs, kids sometimes rigged with bombs, situations where they have no clue what they're getting into, and not speaking the language, then trying to reach out to people who only go to the mosque and want a simple life in the more sparse areas where it's about feeding your family, raising your family, praying to Allah, all that sort of stuff. And now, after these killings, and the timetable is unchanged, and the ambassador, Crocker, is still pushing, that we need to reinvest there. Oh, are you kidding? Reinvest? Here's what Colonel Stephen Gagnard had to say about the Taliban, and now what's happened with the trust of the Afghanistan people.
This soldier apparently had done 3 overseas tours in combat zones in Iraq. Each of those was at least a year long. The cumulative effect would have an impact on anybody, and in some cases, perhaps the psychological effects of that much combat can lead to an individual snapping. There'll be a thorough investigation, and it'll be to the U.S.'s advantage to make that investigation as open and as thorough as possible. This will help us to create trust or recreate trust that has obviously been lost with the Afghan people. If the Taliban takes this and uses it as a propaganda coup, then this could be very, very bad, not only for the U.S. position, but for U.S. domestic political opinion as well.
Yeah, if they're already doing it, they're unquestionably, it's already happening. I mean, it's like throwing raw meat to the lions, because this is something the U.S. can't deny. Can't say, oh, it's collateral damage in the war. This is what happens. We apologize. The drone hit some innocent people along the way, took out some of the worst Taliban leaders. Oh, no, this has nothing to do with that. And it is a political nightmare already. So Defense Secretary Leon Panetta, this is how you know this, said that the death penalty could be actually a possibility over this massacre of the 16 villagers in Afghanistan because of this rogue American soldier. He could end up, because of what he's done, losing his life as a result of it. What do you think? You think this is the right course, though? Is this what should happen? I mean, is this an isolated event? Of course it's an isolated event, but it's one of the worst events that has happened in recent history that I can think of. 800-259-5791. We're going to throw in a little odds and ends.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation, Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
Whoa, you know, you must have been a beautiful baby. You must have been a beautiful child. When you were only starting to go to kindergarten, I bet you drove those other child's wild. Oh, yeah, oh, yeah, oh, yeah, when it came to winning Blue Ribbon. Well, I bet you taught the other kids how. Well, I can see the judge's eyes as they handed you the prize. I bet you took the cutest bow. Yeah, you must have been a beautiful baby. Cause, baby, won't you look at you now? Come on, you are.
All right, welcome back to America Tonight. Kate Delaney hanging with all of yous. You know, when you live in a certain area and you have an accent, then you move all over the country. I feel blessed to have been able to do that, right? But you're good at detecting accents, picking things up. And when you go back to your original roots, you really notice how people talk. It doesn't matter. It could be beautiful woman, little kid, truck driver I bump into and I'm getting my coffee at Wawa. They all say, "Yous, how yous doing?" It's Philly. It's South Jersey. You know, that's it. It's yous. How yous doing? And so I'm in the yous territory, but I'm heading back to our mini satellite facility for the rest of the week to do the shows from there. And I want to just thank everyone for being so great in the Delaware Valley. Odds and ends doesn't include anything in Philadelphia other than the fact that you would think the Temple Owls were Duke University, the way they're celebrating the fact that the Owls got into the tournament. And it's a good reminder to everybody, I was looking at the front page of their Metro paper, that the March Madness is upon us. So at the end of the week, because this is something you're not used to since now the score is over with as far as the NHL, the NFL is concerned. But we're going to do a little mini nail the score for March Madness. It'll be easy. Again, it's just numerical guesses. We'll pick out some games. Our computer will randomly do that because we got a whole bunch of matchups coming up. And it should be fun. It's always fun to do the pools, you know, do the brackets and fill them out and pay the couple of bucks or whatever, and maybe you win a ton of money, I don't know. But in ours, you're not filling out a bracket. We're just randomly picking a few games, and you give us the scores, and that'll happen in our third hour on Friday morning. More reasons to get a good, strong cup of Joe, hang out, and perhaps win a wireless GPS among the prizes that we're giving out on America tonight. And a mini library. It's amazing. The prize closet was depleted for a while. Chris in Connecticut drained us, but now it's being built back up. So we have some cool things to give away. And it's more than that. I think it's that thing that I like to say, bragging rights. Odds and ends, of course, the oddest and the most horrible thing is what we've been talking about, and you must be asleep, but this idea that you've got this soldier from this Washington base who suffered a traumatic brain injury, we know now the 16 people killed, and the reaction in Afghanistan, they're furious, people are upset, people want heads to roll, people are anti-American, you know, name it. Throw it out there, and I guarantee if it's ugly, it sticks to the wall. So that, to me, that's the biggest buzz in the backyard, and a lot of people are talking about it. But closer to home, I was somewhere today, and it was a sunny day. It was a nice day, a little cool but sunny. And a guy started just, you know, this random conversation you have on an elevator. He said, did you hear about the rains? The flood's terrible. And I'm thinking, oh, my gosh, are you kidding? Are we having flash floods and I don't know about it? And sure enough, he just had seen a clip on the news, and he was talking about Louisiana and the fact that you have people that familiar seeing the ugliness of Mother Nature who are in canoes outside of their house going down the street. No joke. I mean, terrible rain, intense rain that came down that did that flash flooding thing in a lot of Louisiana. And hundreds of people had to be rescued. They were marooned. I mean, literally marooned in their houses. Even there was a bunch of middle school kids that were stranded on a bus. They were pelted with 15 inches of rain. Check this out. In 6 hours. Think about the times you've been caught in the rain. Never have I've experienced floods, but never like that. In my mind, I started thinking 15 inches in 6 hours. I mean, that when you say it's coming down, you know, cats and dogs, it's raining cats and dogs, pouring buckets. That's pouring more than buckets. I mean, that's pouring the trough all over your head. Crazy. I mean, hurricanes, all kinds of things people in Louisiana have weathered. And I noticed that some of the folks they interviewed said this is one of the worst things they've ever seen, this crazy pocket of intense rain. Hundreds of people, no kidding, trying to survive in their houses. Or if they were stuck on the road, that would be worse. You had cars floating and whatnot, especially in a couple of the parishes that weren't too far from, a little ways off, like let's say 50, 55 miles outside of New Orleans. A state of emergency has been declared in a couple of the places in Lafayette, for example. Water levels were rising, and they say it's just crazy, crazy situation. And that, again, that's one of those things when we talk about being prepared. How do you prepare for that intense rain that suddenly, within a very short amount of time, it's not about the umbrella, it's not about having something on your feet, it's about trying to figure out how to maneuver outside of your house because you're being flooded. I mean, you're in the middle of a wicked, wicked situation. Since we're in the neighborhood territory and it fits with odds and ends, this was a sad story that took place a couple of years ago that we talked about. It's an interesting follow-up, and I guess because the payout is now official, it's worth it to talk about it. When people call the show and they are saying, oh, the Keystone Pipeline, no way. Would you want that in your backyard? Would you want contaminated water? And how can you be pro Keystone Pipeline because you think it adds jobs or whatever? And I always laugh and say, and maybe because I've seen some of the grids, you are all living on pipelines. Ask the people in San Bruno, California, when they had that ruptured pipeline that killed 8 people in the neighborhood, and homes just like poof blew up in seconds. That they had a pipe that had not been worked on that was rusted out, and they knew they had a faulty pipe. They didn't do anything about it. I mean, it was inadequate. They knew it. They didn't want to have to pay to do it. So that's one of those sick, twisted things when companies, I think somewhere deep down, there's some person, the Mr. Evil, who decides, ooh, geez, it's cost, how much would that cost us? Well, $100 million. Well, I don't think we're going to have an accident. But if we do, we have this amount of money to pay out. And that's me being cynical. But we have 80 million. So then we're ahead 20 million, right? If my math is right. Or, you know, at least we're not completely out of pocket. Well, whoever made that decision was an idiot. So they had a $70 million payout, and that's in addition to now having to replace and repair the infrastructure and all the other things that happened because of the accident in that San Bruno neighborhood. Terrible that those people in September, a couple of years ago, 2010, saw everything just go up in a matter of seconds. I mean, just blow up. I mean, what a failure. Bad record-keeping, terrible inspection programs, and I think a willingness to just turn a blind eye. And the Mr. Evil might have been running around somewhere thinking, oh, that's not bad. It doesn't look that bad from what I've seen from the projections of what could be underneath. Oh, no, that's okay. It's okay. And it wasn't okay. It wasn't okay at all. And because of that, 8 people died. And it made people kind of wince and think a little bit about that question about the pipes and gas and what's under your house and that kind of thing. You know, for all the people that complain about electric, you have electric stoves and everything, and I know there's negatives about electric, trust me, and certainly things that can happen. But I'm not, and maybe it's because I've now lived that life where I was forced to take, when you were in apartments and then had a house, we were forced to take the electric. I've gotten used to that whole electric stove thing, and I don't like the gas. I don't like the idea of the gas. Somebody not turning even the range all the way on, somebody not turning, you know, the safety switch that you have on a dryer, scares me to death to think of how easily you can spark up a fire. And in this case, it wasn't because of somebody in the neighborhood. It was because of the lameness of PG&E. They should have done something about that a long time before it even had gotten to that serious of a situation. And instead, you know, clearly they decided it didn't merit that, and they end up paying out even probably more than they would have to have paid out if they had just done something when they knew it wasn't right. But it was easier to not do it. It was easier to say, forget about it. Since I am in the Jersey area, the big story, and this is national story too, is what happened in that Rutgers dormitory. The defense attorneys rested their case in the trial of the former Rutgers student who's accused of spying on and intimidating his gay roommate who had never told anyone he was gay. And then he later killed himself by jumping off of George Washington Bridge in New York. The defense never had Darun Ravi testify on his own behalf. He never took the stand, and I don't think this is a surprise. I mean, this was big-time national attention. This also happened in 2010 in the fall after Ravi's roommate, Tyler Clemente, committed suicide. It just became an even bigger story. And this could be precedent-setting, facing 2 counts of invasion of privacy. Will they be able to nail him for that or not? Stay with us.
Are you having trouble paying your mortgage? Maybe your mortgage loan is upside down or in foreclosure. Maybe the bank already foreclosed on you. Don't sit around being a victim of bank fraud. Fight back. We have the tools to help you fight back. Here's how. Go to InspectorAudit.com and click on the GCN radio special. Order a summary audit. Find the real truth about your loan.
Maybe like me, You'll find your bank loan was paid off already. Maybe, like me, you'll find your bank defrauded you at the closing. And maybe, like me, you will go after them.
Did you know 78% of home loans in the last 10 years violated consumer credit laws? We should not let the banks get away with this fraud. Go to InspectorAudit.com and click on the GCN radio special. Order a summary audit today and find the truth about your mortgage loan. That's InspectorAudit.com or call 855-373-4948. That's 1-855-373-4948.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
What you're about to hear will help you remember where to find the best water filter products at the best prices on the web. There. Did you hear it? BerkeyShop.com. With the newest Berkey products in stock, the best prices on Berkey products anywhere, fast free shipping, and the most amazing customer service. BerkeyShop.com, home of all Berkey water filter products like the Big Berkey, for producing clean drinking water by removing contaminants, chemicals, heavy metals, and even fluoride. Call 1-888-6-BERKEY to get your Berkey water filter, perfect for home, travel, camping, or disasters. And BerkeyShop.com is the perfect site to get your Berkey, because we're open 24-7, with free shipping and no sales tax. Even celebrities and NFL athletes shop at BerkeyShop.com. Call 1-888-6-BERKEY to order your Berkey products. That's 888-6-BERKEY or go to BerkeyShop.com. For everything Berkey, shop BerkeyShop.com.
In 1965, this is the sound. One more time. Papa's got a brand new bag.
At the start of the show, and here we are now at the tail end of this hour, I asked a simple question. Do you think that the soldier who killed 16 people, slaughtered them in Afghanistan, whether he had post-traumatic syndrome because of this traumatic brain injury that he suffered back in 2010 when he was in Iraq and he was in an accident in an SUV that rolled over, whether or not you think he should get the death penalty, because the defense secretary, Leon Panetta, is saying it's not off the table. It's a real possibility. And I think this guns blazing. I think this is, pardon the pun, or the expression rather, I think this is what they're going to go for, to appease the people in Afghanistan and the president of Afghanistan, Hamid Karzai, who just can't get enough criticism leveled at the United States. And it is a horrendous, terrible, awful, disgusting, whatever. I mean, just unfathomable what happened in those rural villages that this supposedly, allegedly, this soldier goes in and kills them. Sets them on fire. Kills kids. Just nothing, just vacant maybe in his eyes. That's what a witness is saying. So regardless, I mean, here's the question. Should the shooting suspect get the death penalty? I mean, do you think they should go for the death penalty in this case for this Army staff sergeant who was really in the thick of it? So that's what we opened up with. And here's a question to think about that's unrelated to it, but selfishly, it's what so many people are thinking about. Truly, while we cruise through our normal day, we're thinking about gas prices. You know, for the first time in the longest time for me, I'm looking around a lot where I'm seeing, wow, it's 40 cents more over the bridge in Philadelphia from New Jersey, where it's, you can get it 40, 50 cents cheaper. What's going on with that? And then noticing from place to place what's more expensive. And that's what everybody's talking about. Oh, you go down the street to Sunoco and there is 20 cents cheaper, and it's at, you know, 357 versus 367 up the street at Joe's. And everybody knows where these places are. They don't even need a GPS. Where's the cheapest? How much does it cost? That's it. That's the big thing. So when he is asked about the gas prices, you're not getting much out of the administration. They're just kind of stepping around, I think stepping around the energy question. So my question is what do you think the president should be saying? What do you think should be coming out of the White House when it comes to what you're paying at the pumps that will make you feel as though something's being done? What would make you feel like something's being done, that there's some kind of an aggressive behind-the-scenes push to ease the pain? And I'm telling you, for me, because there's no way that we can develop these alternatives lickety-split. There's no time machine to go into. It's not Back to the Future where we can push ourselves forward and see everything so green and, we're running on electric and all that stuff. No, 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 no. Be great, and there was that possibility, but we blew that. So now, in scrambling, I think what has to happen is you've got to be able to, they've got to start to drill. There has to be, is there investments in green energy? Okay, fine, whatever. But you have got to be able to drill. So the moratorium in some of those areas have to be listed. That's why the surprise guest at the top of the show, when we went to Washington and Victoria Jones, she talked about this. What a surprise. She covers the White House, enters into the scene the Interior Secretary Ken Salazar, who says that all options are on the table to lower prices, because the puppet master pulled one of the puppets out to parade them in front of the reporters to say, okay, let's get some splash out there that we're trying to do something. But we're not going to tell you what we're doing, just that all options are on the table. Okay. Well, come on. What are the options? What are you doing to ease the pain at the pump besides doing a lot of dancing? And it does feel like that. All right. I said that we would, I think I said this, but if I didn't, I know a lot of you were whining about this, so let's check it out when we go to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
Can I hear that one more time?
You have mail, mistress.
It's one of those kind of days. That feels good. It's like a big hug. So it's the guy's voice, I think. The guy that we pay, I think he's on, I don't know, Matt, how much are we paying him after rates? Is he in the union, that voiceover guy?
I am not sure. I'll have to check with his people.
All right, thanks. We need him to change it up a little bit, so maybe that's why we weren't paying his rate, I guess. I don't know. So if we look at heading into this, Jake sends me a thing and says, Kate, did you check out this poll from the Washington Post ABC about what's happening at the pump, and is there any kind of a fallout with the voters? Isn't it interesting, the 65% number? I agree with you. I've heard you say on the show, if it hits $6, $7, especially $7, then Obama is out, and it doesn't matter who's it takes his place on the Republican side of things, because I think they'll get elected. Here's the thing. This poll found that 65% of the U.S. adults, that's what he's referring to, disapproved of Obama's performance on gas prices. So there's their number. Enter Ken Salazar. Got to get some PR spin out there. Okay, so 65%. 26% approved, and 9% didn't even have an opinion. They didn't care. So pretty much what he's saying, the president, is as long as gas prices are going up, people are going to feel like he's not doing enough, and he understands it because people get hurt his words, not mine, when they are going to that gas station and seeing those prices rise every day. And this hurts the economy. This is the top issue for all of us in November. 59% in the poll that Jake pointed out disapprove of how Obama is handling the economy. That's up from 53% in the same poll from early February. Everything's local. Local to what's in your wallet. Absolutely. Families to feed and take care of, and even if you're single, you don't have that second income. So who's paying for your gasoline, right? Let's take another one. This one's from Chuck. Chuck says, Kate Leon Panetta says, maybe the death penalty. I gotta say, as a former Marine, he's an embarrassment to the uniform. Too bad for the brain injury. He should have been left out of this one in Afghanistan. Somebody made a mistake, but he's got to pay. Got to pay. I think that most people are going to feel the same way, and which is why Panetta said that. Once again, this is also a PR reason, because the Middle East is exploding, and how can you possibly not fall over yourself to apologize, to say you're going to do everything you can, doggedly pursuing the prosecution of the soldier, because this is just can't, you just cannot allow this to just sit there. Can't allow it. So something has to be done. The mission in Afghanistan isn't, though. The U.S. military is supposed to be out by 2014. I say you can't get out of there fast enough. And I fear for the people that are left in already with some of the things that they had to endure. Now with this no rush to exits in Afghanistan, the idea of what I think is going to be disastrous. The Taliban threatening, making people think that it's in the U.S. But I don't think so. I think what's going to happen is maybe bases, not sure. I wouldn't be shocked by that, though. We're going to see, unfortunately, some scary things happen in Afghanistan. That's what I think. That's where the retaliation is ultimately going to be aimed, squarely on those soldiers' backs. And that's too bad, because already it's a certain kind of hell, and it takes a certain kind of person to volunteer and decide that they're going to do that.